Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Nun Dalid, and we are 17 lines from the bottom of daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis for Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Baravua. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Batzar Vashif. So we're continuing to discuss the Mishnah that began a little while back on daf Mem Beis Amid Aleph, specifically the last part of the Mishnah, which pivoted from the main topic of Perek Cheskas Abatim, which is Cheskas Gimel Shonim, to another type of Chazaka, Cheskas Kinyan. The Mishnah said that if somebody wants to give somebody a piece of property as a gift, or if you have brothers that are dividing property that they yarshined, or if somebody wants to be machzik b'nichsei ager, there was a convert that died, he had no children, as a result he has no yarshin, and you now want to acquire his nechasim, karka, which are hefker. Na'al, v'gadar uparatz, kol shu arezu chazaka. If you are either na'al or gadar uparatz, even if it's only a kol shu arezu chazaka, it is going to be considered a chazaka. This chazaka is a form of a kinyan, which is in contrast to the chazaka that we've been talking about throughout the perek, which is a raya, Cheskas Gimel Shonim. Now, the topic of yesterday's daf, daf Nun Gimel, was the definitions of Gadar Uparatz. Additionally, some different halachas that relate to Kinyan Chazaka. Now, as it relates to the definition of Gadar Uparatz, what emerged is that Gadar means literally to make a fence or to repair a hole in a fence, or to make a fence a little bit higher than it previously was. Paratz means to make a breach in a fence, or to widen a breach that was already there. The Mishnah says that even if it's only a kolshu, harezu chazaka, meaning that's pashit, that if it would be a proper gadar and a proper paratz, it would be a chazaka, but the Mishnah said that even if it's only a kolshu, it would be enough. And the Gemara had a little bit of a discussion amongst Amayram what exactly gadar uparatz kolshu is. It's interesting that the Gemara never discussed the definition of na'al. And the truth is that it's machloikis rishonim. The machloikis is alatar in yesterday's daf. The Rashbam, in a few places, says that the definition of na'al is where you, the machzik, built, created some sort of na'al. So, for example, there was no door and you made a door. Or there was a door but there was no lock and you created a lock. You were moisef ala binyan. You physically made something. That would be considered na'al. Tosfos, it's the bottom Tosfos on daf nun beis amid beis, brings the Rashbam's pshat, he's chaylik, and Tosfos says that I think na'al means that even if you didn't build anything, but the fact that you closed the door, or maybe locked the door, that in and of itself would constitute na'al. In which case, and this will play itself out in the course of the daf, there's a nafkamina, fundamentally, according to Tosfos, between na'al and between gadar uparatz. Gadar uparatz, you're physically doing something. As opposed to na'al, you're not physically doing something. You're just closing a door that's already there. Or you're locking a door that's already there. Either way, na'al, gadar uparatz are the three examples that the Mishnah gives as it relates to a form of chazaka. We're going to see in today's daf that really there are other ways to make a cheskas kinyan, and really that is going to be the primary topic of today's daf. At the end of today's daf, the Gemara is going to pivot into another sugya that we're going to start and continue tomorrow. But today's daf is another cheskas habatim daf that's oymed beruma shaloylam. It deals with chazaka related to karka, stating that not the chazaka related to karka, which is the primary topic of cheskas habatim, but rather Cheskas Kinyan. Says the Gemara, V'am Rav Nachman, Abba Rabba Baravua. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabba Baravua, Habayna Paltrin G'dayin L'bin Chsei Ager. If somebody went and he built a very large palace on the estate of a ger that died, so Nichsei Ager, to the extent that the ger dies, leaves over no Yerushim or Hefker. So this person went wanting to acquire the land, and he made a chazaka, and the chazaka that he made is he built palter in gedolim. Okay, but this person that built the palter in gedolim didn't finish the job. Rather, somebody else came, and he erected doors, so that now the palter in gedolim is complete. So one person built 99% of it, and then somebody else came, and he finished the job. Said Rav Nachman in the name of Rabbi Baravua, a meridig chiddush. He said, Kana, it's the second person that closed, he's the one that that's going to acquire the land. My time, what's the reason? Kama, because the first person, Livni Ba'alma Huda Apech, although we built Palterin, but he didn't finish it. And being that he didn't finish it, the way we look at him is as if he took Livni, he took bricks, and he just piled them up on top of this land. That's not a means of acquisition. As a result, it's not considered a chazaka. It's the person that actually completed the building. He's the one that we view as having created something, and as a result, he's the one that's going to make a kinyan. Now, in order to properly appreciate what Rav Nachman's saying, and this is Pashat, is that the way a person acquires karka via chazaka is by physically doing something to the karka. So to the extent that you do something to this karka that you're looking to acquire, it's then that you're going to acquire the karka. What Rav Nachman's saying is that if you build a paltern gedolim, but the dalsais are not there, then we don't view it as if you physically altered the karka. And that's his mashal. Livni ba'alma hu da'apech. You just piled things on top of the karka, but you didn't physically change it to the point that we can say that you now are going to have a chazaka. Once it's complete, then yeah. Well, the person that built the paltern minus the dalsis, he didn't complete it. Therefore, it's the one that completed it that's going to be cutting it. Amar Avdimi bar Yosef, Amar Avalaz, Amitza paltern benichsei ager. If somebody found a finished paltern benichsei ager and he wanted to acquire it, he wants to make a chazaka. Vesod behen siyud. So if he goes and he smears a little bit of lime, Echad, even one siyud, oy kivur echad, or he went and he painted one picture. Kanan, the halacha is, he's going to be koinet. So here the paltern was already completed. There was nothing that he can do to the paltern to quote unquote finish it, but at the same time he added to it. What did he add? He added a little bit of a smear of sid, or he engraved some sort of picture. So by you doing that, that in and of itself is going to be a form of a kinyan. V'kama, how big does this siyud or this kir have to be? Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said amma. As long as it's one amma, that's already big enough. Amar Rav Chizda said, u'kineged ha-pesach. The one caveat is, you have to make sure that it's kineged ha-pesach. Meaning, when you walk into the door, you're going to see it. So if it's kineged ha-pesach, then it's chashuv, and that's when this halach is going to be true. Now, the Rashbam speaks out that really, in order to acquire paltern benichsei ager, via sod behem siyud or making a picture, you don't really need that it should be keneged ha-pesach. And when Rav Chizda said keneged ha-pesach, he's just commenting on Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said amma, said Rav Chizda, when is it an amma keneged ha-pesach? But enochinami, it could be shaloi keneged ha-pesach, but then it would have to be bigger than an amma. In other words, there were two comments on this halacha. Rav Yosef's comment was amma, Rav Chizda's comment was keneged ha-pesach. You can view Rav Chizda's comment in a vacuum, and it almost looks like Rav Chizda's comment of Keneged HaPesach is on the underlying halacha. Then when is it Sod Behen Siyud, etc. Kenyan, when it's Keneged HaPesach? That's what the Rashbam is coming to say, not like that. So to Rashbam, Rav Chizda's comment of Keneged HaPesach is not a comment on the Ikar halacha, but it's a comment on Rav Yosef's comment. Rabbi Yosef said, Amma, on that comment of Amma, Zok Rav Chizda, it's Keneged HaPesach. But Enochinami, if you want to make it bigger than an Amma, then it won't necessarily have to be Keneged HaPesach. Amr Rav Amram. Rav Amram said, Hai Milsa, the following halacha, Amalan Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes told us, Va'an harinu aina mimas naisa. And after he told us the halacha, he enlightened us. He showed us a braisa to back up this halacha. So Rav Sheshes, we know, was a Sinai. He was a tremendous Baki in Braises and Mishnayis. We talk a lot about that. So this is another classic Rav Sheshes, where he says a halacha, and Kedarkei Bakoidesh, he supports it with Bekiyas. He says, I have a Braise to support the halacha. Okay, so what's the halacha? Amatziya Matzois Benechsei Ager. If somebody wanted to acquire Nechsei Ager, and what he did was, he took Matzois, he took sheets and blankets, and he spread them out on the Nechsei Ager, and then he lied on them. Kana the halacha is, he's going to be koinah. That is a means of chazaka. Now, it's a chiddush. Says Rav Sheshes, I'll prove to you that it's true. Now, this braisa is talking about acquiring an Eved Kanani. So how does somebody acquire an Eved Kanani with chazaka? So what's an example of chazaka? In the event that the Eved put on the shoe of his master that wants to acquire him, or took off his shoe, or he carried his clothing with him to the Beis HaMerchitz, or he took his clothing off, he bathed him, he smeared him with oils. Gardai, he combed him. Vehilbisha, he dressed him. Veniloi, and again, he put on his shoes. The Rashbam says, even though we said Naloi Menaloi earlier, but we chazer it again because it just flows. Where he was Hefshita, Herchitza, Sachi, Garda, Hilbisha, Hiniloi, but we already mentioned Hiniloi, Vigbiyoi, or he picked him up, Kani, in all these cases, he is going to acquire him. Amar Rav Shimon said, continuing along in the Braisa, Loite Chazaka Gedoyla Me Hagba. Can't be that Chazaka should be better than Hagba. Why can't it be? Shagba Kaina Bechamaka, because Hagba is always Kaina. So if Hagba is always Kaina, where Chazaka is not Kaina, so for example, if you want to acquire Metaltlin, you could acquire it with Hagba, although you can't acquire it with Chazaka, so certainly we're you could acquire an Evet Kanani with Chazaka, you should be able to be kind of with Agba. My comment, what's Rav Shimon saying? Meaning, if you read the Braisa, it doesn't even sound like Rav Shimon's talking to the Tanakama. What did he mean by this? So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar, Higbi the Rabbi Kanoi. The Tanakama said, one of the forms of Chazaka where an Evet Kanani can be acquired, is if he lifts his Adoin, right? If he lifts his Adoin, so that's a form of Chazaka. But Higbiyai Rabbi Loi, like Kanai. But if the Adon would lift the Evet Kanani, then the Adon would not acquire him. Amar Rab Shimon, and on that Rab Shimon said, Loi Tei Chazaka Gedoyla Mehagba, Shagba, Kaina Bechal Makim. Ordinarily, throughout Shas, in all areas of Kinyonim, if somebody wants to acquire something and he lifts that thing that he wants to acquire, that in and of itself is a valid form of Kinyon. So Madach, if the Evet Kanani lifts the Adon, the Evet Kanani acquires the Adon, says Rab Shimon, Kal V'chaymer, if the Adon's going to lift the Evet Kanani, he's going to acquire the Evet Kanani. So let's just, for a second, meditate on this Braisa. The Braisa is talking about how somebody acquires an Evet Kanani. And the Braisa says, he can acquire him b'chazaka. Keitzad b'chazaka, and the Braisa gave a whole bunch of examples of the Evet Kanani servicing the Adon. And really, in short, what the Braisa is saying is, that chazaka with Evet Kanani is, you acting as the Adon and the Evet Kanani serving you the way an Evet Kanani serves his Adon. So, for example, if he puts on his shoes, he takes his shoes off. He carries his kelim for him. He dresses him, he undresses him, he bathes him, he combs him, etc., etc. All these would be examples. One of the examples were, higbihai. If the Evet Kanani lifts the Adon, that's a form of chazaka. Why? Because he's serving him. How are you serving me? You're lifting me. So this person's trying to get into a car, I don't know, and he helps him get into the car. So that would be a form of chazaka. Rav Shimon just made a diak that it sounds like from the Tan of the Braisa that if the Evet Kanani lifts the Adon, that's going to be a Kenyan because that's Chazaka. The Adon is being served by the Evet. But what if the Adon would lift the Evet Kanani? Then not, right? Because that's going in the wrong direction. There it's the Adon that's technically serving the Evet Kanani. Abazak Rav Shimon, it has to work. You know why? Because that's Agba. And Agba works Bechal Makom, where Chazaka doesn't work, the Kabachim should work here too. The bottom line is, what did Rav Sheshes want from this Braisa? So the way the Rashbam explains it, he wanted one thing that you see from here. That if the Evet Kanani would lift the Adon, then the Adon would acquire the Evet Kanani via Chazaka. Says Rav Sheshes, if that's true, if somebody wants to acquire a piece of property that's owned or was owned by a ger, and right now there's no Yarshim, so it's Hefker, if you're Matziah Matzois and you lie on it, that's going to be enough for you to acquire it. What's the Tzushtel? So says the Rashbam that when the Evet Kanani lifted the Adon, he was being Meshamish his Rebbe in the form that the Rebbe was leaning on the Evet. So you see that if you lean on something, that in and of itself could be a form of Chazaka. That's the same as Hitziya Matzois, because when you lie down now on those Matzois, you're Nismach, Vinishan, Bishchivasa Yalakarka, and that in and of itself is going to be a form of Kenyan. Either way, that is this Chiddush that Rav Sheshes said. Now just to appreciate a little bit what the Chiddush really is. Because till now, we're talking about a person acquiring karka via a chazaka, where you're altering physically in some way the actual karka. If you were Gadar, for sure you altered the karka. If you were Paratz, for sure you altered the karka. The way the Rashbam explains Na'al, you physically altered the building, and as a result, you did something to it. The example that we had earlier, where somebody was Baina Palterin, and somebody else came, and he was Hemed Landalsois. So that person that was Hemed Dalsois, he physically changed something. Or if you saw them Siyod Echad, Aikir Echad. So in these cases, you're physically changing something. Over here, you're not physically changing anything. You are Matziah Matzois, and you're leaning leaning on it, and it's mavur that that in and of itself would be a chazaka, and that really was Rav Sheshet's chiddush, and he had to back it up, and his raya was from the kinyan chazaka of an eved kanani. But the chiddush that has to be taken away from this case is that you see that chazaka doesn't have to be where you physically change anything, where you physically appreciate anything, but that in itself, that you're being nenef from it on some level, could be a form of chazaka. We'll talk more about this in a little bit. Zokti Gemara Vayta. Amar Rav Yirmiya Bira, Amar Rav Yehuda Haiman, the shot the lift of Apili, the Ara de Ger. So if somebody wanted to acquire the land of a Ger, and he saw a little crevice inside the land, and he took lefes, turnip, the seeds of it, and he threw it into the pili. And the purpose of it was he wanted to plant lefes. Lo yavi chazaka. So Rav Yirmiya Bira said, "Name Rav Yehuda, it's not going to be a chazaka. I mean, even though we just planted benichse ager, it's not a chazaka. My time. What's the reason? Because beinu d'shado lo yavi shvacha. Because at the time that he took the seed of the lefes and he threw it into the ground, that in and of itself was not mashbiach in any way, shape, or form the land. Now, at some point when it's going to grow, you will be mashbiach it. But at that point that it grows and the shvach comes, hashtu kashavach. When the shvach does come, memeil kashavach. It's happening memeilo. You're not making it happen. All you are is a grama ki'ilu. And being that all you are is a grama, that in of itself is not going to count. But the bottom line is, if somebody takes the seeds of a lefes, he throws it into the ground, even if something grows later, it's not going to be a chazaka. Now, there's a long Rashbam here on the top of Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, which is very geshmaki Rashbam, who really, kedarkei b'kodesh, fleshes out this halacha. Just a few things that the Rashbam says. Number one, he says, this halacha is only true if you didn't actually cover the seed. That's what the Rashbam says. So if you put the lefes inside, and you weren't mechase it with afar, then it's not going to be anything. If, however, you would cover it with afar, then already you would koin it. That's the first thing the Rashbam says. The second thing that the Rashbam says is that even though you technically did something significant, right? When you put seeds in the ground, you can't say you didn't do anything. You definitely did something. But the point is, you didn't change the karka. And being that you didn't change the karka, that's why you're not koyin it. And really, that's what the Gemara is bavarning. Because you're going to say you didn't change the karka. What do you mean? At some point, there's going to be things growing in this karka. How's that not a shinoi? How's that not a yipoi of the karka? The teretz is that will happen at some point. But it didn't happen right now. And when it happens, it will happen in Mela. And as a result, we only view you as a grama. And being that we only view you as a grama, it's for that reason, it's not going to count. Another thing that Rashbam speaks out is that even though once the lefes grows, you may eat the lefes, but that also is not going to be considered a chazaka. And the Rashbam just says that even though achilas peiris ra'ach cheskas habatim is a form of chazaka, but that's cheskas raya. That's a raya that it's yours. The fact that you're eating the peiris and the marakam is not being moicha. But here we're dealing with cheskas kinyan, where you physically have to do something to the land, and being that you didn't physically do anything to the land, it's for that reason it's not going to count. Now the truth is, this Gemara really ties in to raid that is negeya other sugis as well. For example, Hilcha Shabbos, right? So one of the Lama Tes Malachas, either the first or the second, is a Reya, right? So if somebody plants, you take seeds, you throw it in the ground, on Shabbos you're going to be chayev. Now when you take the seeds, you throw it in the ground, you didn't really plant. Nothing happened. Right? It takes a few days for it to even take root. So there's raid about that. Why are you even chayef? L'chura, if all I did was throw something in the land, and really, all the shvach that's going to come, like our Gemara said, is memela kashavach, so why am I even a zereya? Now, the truth is, there are certain lamites malachis, which by definition seem to be mices of grama. Like if somebody sets a trap to catch an animal, so are you chayiv for tzad, for simply doing that? What about grama b'chal on Shabbos? Let's say you do a malacha on Shabbos, but you were only goyim the malacha to happen on Shabbos. But regardless, zereya, when you put the seeds in the ground, all you are right now is a goyrim. And as it relates to kinyan chazaka, you have to physically make the kinyan, and right now all you are is a goyrim. Now it's interesting, the Rashbam says that if you do cover it, then we look at you not as being a goyrim, then we look at you as making a difference in the land. But the bottom line is that if somebody would simply put the seeds without covering it, that is not a form of chazaka. Zok tigmar vayta. Amar shmo. Hayman de fashach tikla adaita de dikli kani. Adaita de chevasa loy kani. So if somebody cuts the branches of a deka, If the reason you cut the branches was for the dekel, koina, you're going to be koina. But if the reason you cut it was because you wanted the branches to give to your animals, you're not going to be koina. In that case, you're not going to be koina. So cutting the branch of a dekel, is that a form of chazaka? Is that not a form of chazaka? It depends on what your intention is. If you're doing it for the dekel, so for example, you want the dekel's branches to grow better and you're pruning the branches because it's going to better the dekel, then you're going to be koina. But if you did it for the branches themselves, not. So the Gemara says, hey, how would one know, meaning, how would an innocent bystander know whether this person's das is to cut the branches for the deco or it's to cut them for the chevasa? So says the Gemara, if you're cutting from all the sides, so it looks like you're doing it from the deco. But if you took them all from one side, then it looks like you're doing it for the chevasa, and it's for that reason you're not going to be kind. So if it looks like you're evening it out, so it looks like you're working the tree. If, however, you're cutting everything from one side, then it looks like you're not thinking about the tree. You're just thinking about what you're cutting. Therefore, it doesn't matter if I trim it a little from here, I trim it a little bit from there. And in that case, you're not going to be koina. Now, just to come up for breath as it relates to this one halacha as well, and it's really the noisei of the top toisvis on daf nun dalet amud aleph. This halacha, if you think about it, is also a little bit of a chiddush. Why? Because this person went and he did a chazaka. He was pashach dikla. And that in and of itself is a chazaka. How do you know? Because if you do it at daita de dikla, you're going to be koina. It's just if you do it at daita de chevasa, then you're not going to be koina. So the question is that if the act in and of itself is a kinyan, then who cares that if I do it at daita de chevasa, I'm not going to be koina? At the end of the day, I made a kinyan. And if at the end of the day I made a kinyan, so then why will I not be koina this thing that I want to be koina? Meaning, I l'chura made a ma'isa kinyan. My chsarin is in das. So if my chsarin is in das, so why should I not be koina? Now the truth is like this. The short answer will be, and we saw a little bit about this on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, yesterday's daf, is that to be koina, it's not enough that you make a kinyan. You have to have das to be koina as well. So, enochinami, the maisa kinyan is here. V'haraya, if your head was in the right place, you would be koina. But all you have is the maisa kinyan. You don't have the das. And you need kavana. You need das. In order to be koina something, a being that you don't have das, you don't have kavana, it's for that reason you're not going to be koina. The question, however, is like this. The question is, what would be if this person now is a lekeach? He's buying. Meaning, there's a meicher on the other side of the transaction. In that case, maybe with das acheres makna, you should be able to be koina. So we know that any time a kinyan takes place, the meicher has to have das to sell, and the lekeach has to have das to acquire. But the truth is, shitas toisvis, and it's also the shitas harambam, is that a person can be koina even if he doesn't have das to be koina, as long as this das acheres makna. The classic example of that is a katan. A katan doesn't have schia midday raisa, but if this das acheres makna, he does have schia midday raisa. And the reason is because das acheres makna in and of itself works even if you don't have das koina. So the question is, Shmuel's halach of Haiman de Fashach Digla Adaita de Dikli is koni, Adaita de Chivasa loy koni. Is that true even with his das makna, or is it not true with his das makna? Now, if it's not true with his das makna, where is it true? It'll be true by Nechzei Ager. Meaning, our sugya really is talking about acquiring karka. And when you talk about acquiring karka, you could acquire karka where there's a das makna. You could acquire karka where there's no das makna. Hanoise matana, there's das makna. If it's mechachum menka, for example, there's das makna. A machzik ben Nechzei Ager is hefker, so there's no das makna. So that's a big discussion. Whether this halach is true even with his das makna, or only when there's no das makna. If it's true even with his das makna, so then it's a little bit shver. Who cares that I didn't have the right das? At the end of the day, I did a ma'isa kinyan, and this das acheres makna. So why is it a problem that I didn't have das? At the end of the day, this is a das acheres makna, and that in of itself should be enough. Now, if you look at Tosfos, it sounds a little bit from Tosfos that it could be this is worse. And the reason this is worse is because over here I did the maisa and I'm a bar das, and I lehedya didn't have das to be koina. My das was to take the branches. And could be in a situation like that, it's worse than a katan, for example, that's not shayach to das, or a person was just spacing out, where if there's a das acheres makna, over there maybe it's going to be different. The bottom line is, zok de gemara weiter. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Heiman de Zochi Zichya. If somebody was cleaning out a field, so Pashit, the case is where there were different weeds or things that were attached to the field, and you went and you uprooted everything. You cleaned it all out. So Adaita da Ara, if you did it, tak it to clean the ground, that was your kivon, you want to rip these things out of the ground, Kani, you're going to be kain. Adaita da Tzivi, if you did it because you want these things to use as wood, as fuel for your fire, like Kani, over there, you're not going to be kain. So again, the action in and of itself is technically a ma'isa chazaka, but really what we care about is what your das was. Hey Chidami, how would you know what your das was? Shaka Rav Rabbi Vizutri, if you took the big things and the small things, adai to dara, then it looks like you're cleaning out the ara. Shaka Rav Rabbi Vishavak Zutri, if you took the big and you left behind the small, adai to the tzivi, then we assume that your das is for the tzivi, because for the tzivi, usually what you want is the big, and also for the fact that you're leaving the zutri, it looks like you don't care so much about the land. So over there, the halach is, you're not going to be kind of amashmul. Another thing Shmuel said, hey man, the askel tikla. Let's say somebody has a field that he wants to be machzik in, and what he does is he smoothens out the field. So, as we'll see in a minute, for example, there was a mound, there was a heap, and he went and he smoothened the heap. Or, there was a ditch, and he went and he filled up the ditch. The point is, you made the land smooth. Says Shmuel, is that a chazak or is that not a chazak? It depends. Adai to the ara, if you did it for the land, so for example, you want to prep the land, so you should be able to plow. You need it to be smooth. So if that's what your kavan is, kani, you're going to be kani. Adai to the bidari, if you did it just to create a little bit of a threshing floor, a place that you could do dosh on the tfua, that in and of itself, like kani, is not going to be enough of a kinyan. If you did it to prep the land for being chayrish, that's considered an improvement to the land, and as a result, you're going to be kani. If you did it just to create a beidari, that's not considered an improvement of the land, ayin rashbam, and therefore you're not going to be kani. So the Gemara says, hey chidami, how would I know what's what? So shokam mu yivashad ben notza. Let's say there was a mound and there was a ditch inside this field. So you took from the mound and you threw it into the ditch. Ah, it's pashit. Looks like what you want is one big smooth land. Adai tadara, looks like you're about to be chayrish. But let's say you took from the mound and you created a smaller mound. So let's say there was a big heap and you just flattened the heap a little bit, but there's still a little bit of a heap. Meaning you took from the mulya and you made another mulya on the side. So there's still a mound in the field. That's the point. Or benatza benatza. You took from the ditch and you left the ditch there. So for example, you took the wall of the ditch, you shaved it off a little bit, so now the ditch is not as deep, but at the same time, you didn't smoothen up the area. So adai to the beidari, in those cases, it looks like you're just trying to create a little parcel that's going to be fit for a threshing floor. That's not considered an improvement to the land to the point that it would constitute a chazak of Amar Shmuel. Another halacha, I'm on the pasach mayi ba'aro. If somebody opened up a way in this field that he's trying to be machzik in for water to be able to enter. So adai to the ara, if this thing that he did was for the ara, meaning he wants water to be able to come in so that he can water the land, then you're going to be kind of adai to the kavri loy kani. But let's say the reason you did this was is because you wanted the water to go through the field to be able to catch the fish that are inside the water, then already you're not going to be kind. Mara says, hey chidami, how do you know what's what? Pasach trei bavi, chad ma'il v'chad ma'apik adai to the kavri. So let's say you opened up two walls. Holes, meaning there's a hole on each side of the field so that the water is going to be able to pass through. So the water is not going to sit there. It's not going to be trapped inside the field, but it's just going to pass through. So if that's what your intention was, so what does it look like? It looks like you're just trying to catch the fish as they go through. So then you're not going to be cutting. Chad bava. If, however, you open it on one side, then adai to dara, then it looks like your das is for the dara. Because then the appearance is that you're looking to keep the water in the field. You only opened up a hole on one side, which means the water is going to sit in the field. Oh, the water is going to sit in the field. Obviously, your das is for the field. And if your das is for the field, then already it's considered an improvement to the field. You are going to be kaina. There was a woman, the achla dikla bitavshicha tleser shnen. So this woman had been eating the peiros of a dekel. It was nechse ager. And she had been doing it for 13 years. So she kept on cutting from the deco, feeding it to her animals, whatever it was. And she did this for 13 years. Now, we saw earlier that if someone takes dikla, right, he cuts off these branches, and he does it at Daita Dechiva, so it's not considered a kenyan. So she'd been doing this for a very, very long time. Either way, Asahu, then a person came, Rafik to say Porta, he went and he plowed a little bit underneath the deco. Asa Lakami de Levi, he went to Levi, the Amrila, Kameh de Marukva, some say to Marukva, Oikma Biyade. And Levi or Marukva said that this land is going to belong to that person that was Rafik Tosei Porta. So again, what happened? What happened over here is there was a woman that's been living off this Nichsei Ager, this Dekel, for 13 years, feeding it to her animals. And then one person comes, he was Rafik Tosei Porta for a second, and the Gedolim Paskin, that it belongs to that one person. Asoi Kotzofcha Kameh, so the Gemara says the woman came, and she was screaming. What was she screaming? She was saying, I understand, I've been here for 13 years, and you're telling me I wasn't koinet b'chazaka, and this person was Rafik Tusei Purta, and he's going to be koinet on my law. So he told her, my avidlach, what should I do? Dolay achzikas k'demachaski inchi. At the end of the day, you were not machzik k'demachaski inchi, and being that you were not machzik k'demachaski inchi, therefore you're not going to be koinet. Meaning, chazaka has a shulchan aruch, you have to follow the shulchan aruch, and if you cut from this tree, even if you did it for 13 years, but at the same time, he did it at Daita Dechevas, Loikoni, you are not going to be Koino, it's not going to be okay. So it's an anomaly. It's almost like a little loophole in the system. You could be living off it for 13 years, the other person spent a minute on it, it doesn't matter. That person's going to be Koino, you are not going to be Koino. Amar Rav said, Hatzar Tzura. If somebody makes a picture of Benichse Ager, Kona, he's going to be Kona. How do we know this? The Rav Lekoni Ligantza, the Bey Rav, there was a certain garden that was near the yeshiva of Rav, and Rav wanted to be Kona. But the way he was Kona was Elabetsurasa, by making a picture. And being that he only did it by making a picture, so this is a Rav Lishitasoi, that this is the way that you're supposed to be Kona. The Rashbam says that really this halacha of Hatzar Tzura B'nechse Ager Kono is very similar to one of the halachas that we saw at the beginning of the daf, and that is Hamoitzi Palter B'nechse Ager V'sod Behen Siyud Echad Akiv Echad Konon. Now over there, we had all the stipulations that has to be Kenegad HaPesach, if you want it to be an Amo. Over here, we don't have any of these stipulations, and the Rashbam says that the reason is because those pictures that were discussed on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis were Tzatzuim Uprachim, like second grade type of pictures. This Hatzar Tzura that Rav was referring to was a Tzuras Chaya or a Tzuras Oif, and being that it's more Choshev, over there you don't need an Amma, even it could be less than an Amma, and it certainly wouldn't have to be Kenegad HaPesach. So says Rashbam, even though these two halachas seem to be very, very similar, but at the same time, they're not the same, this is a more Choshev picture, and that's why here you don't have Rav Yosef said an Amma, and you don't have Rav Chizda said, which is Kenegad HaPesach. So just to come up for breath, for 1 second, and that is, so again, we're talking about Nal Gadu Paratz. We're talking about Cheskes Kenyan. Somebody wants to acquire karka. Whether you're acquiring it because someone's giving it to you as a gift, somebody's selling it to you, you're being machzik b'nechzei ager, achin shacholku, all these different situations. If you want to acquire karka, so Nal the Gadu Paratz is going to be a form of Kenyan. Stating that, we saw there's other ways to acquire as well. Doesn't have to be Nal Gadu Paratz, which is Pashit. Tein l'chacham v'yech gamay. But the emes is that if you make a little bit of a sikum on the Gemara, it sounds like that there are either two or three, not forms of chazaka, but categories of how you can make a cheskes kenyan. So let's start with gadar uparatz. Gadar uparatz, you're making some form of improvement to this land that you want to be koina. And this seems to be the primary form of chazaka that permeates the Gemaras. You're buying a palterin. We had the case of someone that's pashach dikla, adaita de dikla. You have the case of somebody that smooths out the land so that you'd be able to now prep it for being chayrish. If you shot a lift of a pili, but like the Rashbam says, you cover it. Right, so all these are examples of someone that makes an improvement to the land. If you have a piece of property and you improve it, that's a form of chazak. Without question, and that seems to be the primary form of chazak, at least as it relates to the discussions of the Gemara. We had Rav Sheshes' halacha. Rav Sheshes said that if someone is matzia matzois on top of nechse ager, the halacha is that too would be a form of chazaka. Now over there, as we saw, you didn't improve the karka. All you did was you laid out some pillows and blankets. But when you lie on it, you are going to benefit from the land, and benefiting from land is also the equivalent of chazaka. So you didn't improve the land, you just benefited from it. That in and of itself would be a form of chazaka as well. But in addition to that, you also have na'al. So what's na'al? So in the beginning of the daf we mentioned, machlokes Rashbam and Tosfos. According to the Rashbam, you're being moisef al abinyan. But according to Tosfos, all you're doing is closing the door, or maybe locking the door. Big discussion in the poskim. But the bottom line is, you didn't improve the land, and you didn't benefit from the land. What did you do? You closed the door, you locked the door. That's also a form of chazaka. So what's the gather of that form? So l'chura, the gather of that form is that you're showing that you're the Baalim. If you close the door, if you lock the door, obviously you're Balabus. And if you're Balabus and you act as you are, that's a form of kinyan. Just like Meshicha, you bring something towards you. Or Hagbah, you lift something, right? Mesira, when it comes to Behemoth, you hand over the reins. So you're acting as you're the Balabus. Acting like the Balabus in and of itself is a form of a kinyan. And Lechura, that is the gather of Na'al. In which case, Lechura, what we have from the sugya is three different ways to execute what we know as kinyan chazaka as it relates to karka. Acting as a balabas, that's Tosfos's na'al. Gadar upar, that's in most of the cases that were discussed in the Gemara, that's improving the land. And then you have benefiting from the land. That was Rav Sheshes's halacha, when he brought a ride from the Eved Knani, and that is hamatzia matzois b'nechsei hager. Either way, this is a very dense discussion in the Poiskim, in the Rishonim, and the Achrayim, but we're going to go right. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Sadam, Isuyam, Isbim, Mitzareho. So there was a field that had boundaries. So there were Mitzarim around this field. So if somebody now wants to acquire this field, so we're talking about Nichsei Hager, it's Hefker, and you want to be Koinit. So if you go and you give one hit, one clap, you do one Maisa to one little part of the field, you're going to acquire the entire field. Shmuel said, no, you're only going to acquire that one particular area. So Machlok is Rav and Shmuel, how you're koina a sada that's misuyam es b'mitzrayim. Now, the details are very, very important. We're talking about a field that has boundaries. According to Rav, if it has boundaries, as long as you give one little hit, you're koina everything. According to Shmuel, you're only going to be koina mokay makusha bovat. The Gemara continues, v'she'ina misuyam es b'mitzrayim. What if it doesn't have any mitzrayim? Ad kamo. So what's the halacha then? Amar Rapapa. So Rapapa said, ki da azal Taira de Shuri Vahadar. Then the halacha would be that in order for you to be koina, so you'd have to do something a little bit more significant. And what is that significant thing? So the Rashbam says you take a tzemed of bakar, right? You take different oxen and you go and you have them plow two rows across the entire field. That in and of itself is going to be considered a form of chazaka. So there's a difference between a field that has mitzarim versus a field that does not have mitzarim. How so? If it has mitzarim, machloik is Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, kivash hikash b'makash echad kana, according to Shmuel, you only kind of maka makushoy. If it doesn't have mitzarim, so then the halach is, it's kadazal tayre the shuri v'hadar, it has to be two rows. So two things. Number one, what's the difference between if there are mitzarim or if they're not mitzarim? So the Rashbam says the difference is, if there are mitzarim, so then you could look at the field as one unit. Meaning the mitzarim make the field smaller almost. It contains the field. And it's there that Rav says, kivan shehikish b'makosh echot kana. If, however, there's no mitzarim, so then makosh echot's not going to be enough. Because then the field is not as confined, and there it's ready kedazal taira de shuri v'hadar, that's when you're going to have to do something more significant. The second thing is, which is obvious based on the first thing, and that it says the Rashbam, that when we say that if the field is ena mesuyamis b'mitzarel, it's kedazal taira de shuri v'hadar, that hoysafa is true dafka according to Rav. But according to Shmuel, for sure, you're only going to be koina the area that you worked. And the reason is because if Shmuel holds that a sada misuyamis b'mitzareh, loikana elo makim akusha b'vad, you're only going to be koina your dalet amis, then as it relates to a field that's in a misuyamis b'mitzareh, then for sure, only the only thing you're going to acquire is the area that you actually did your work.